Fitter, Happier. A program about your health for your health.
Well, it's the 2nd of July, so we're halfway through the year now. And gosh, what a year 2020 has been. For many, working from home has become the new norm. And after successfully adjusting to these new arrangements, the workforce is now being called back to work in more traditional environments. Nightclubs and pubs are returning. Woohoo! Sporting fixtures are back. And friends are keen to catch up. And while this suits some, for others, it has brought out fears and concerns. To talk about how we can look after our mental health as we return to life post-COVID-19, we are joined by Jane Armstrong, Clinical Nurse Specialist from the East Metropolitan Health Service. G'day, Jane.
Hello, hello. How are you?
Good. I'm thinking we're kind of post-COVID phase one for us here in sunny Perth, and how grateful we are that we're living in Perth right now.
How lucky are we?
Well, I often joke we shouldn't tell everybody because they'll all want to come, but they can't get in at the moment, so it's we'll tell everyone.
Thank you, Mark McGowan, for closing the borders.
But as restrictions lift, some of us are struggling to return to what used to be our old lives. Why?
Oh, look, I think this whole period of time has just been so challenging for everybody. Fear around getting the virus and watching people, certainly in the eastern states, more so, becoming incredibly ill. And then having to cope with all of a sudden having to work from home, adjust our lives, being in each other's faces all the time. I suspect it would have placed a lot of stress on relationships. It's been a hard road.
Jane, do you think we have expectations of ourselves to just snap back and just kind of be, well, we should be grateful, we should just carry on and let's get to it?
I definitely think so. I think we're very, very hard on ourselves anyway. But I think we kind of have to ease ourselves into it. I think one of the biggest things is be kind to ourselves and make sure that every day we're taking some time to breathe and stop the mind. I think one of the last conversations you and I had, Danae, was to make sure that you're not checking Facebook every 5 minutes because that is certainly anxiety provoking at the best of times. But really just switch off from what's actually happening in the wider world and take a breath.
I was really fortunate in those first few weeks to be able to come to the workplace and leave the workplace every day. So while I felt like, I guess afterwards I kind of recognised that the stress levels were a little higher than I thought they were at the time, but being able to do the work thing at the workplace and then leave it and go home and enjoy my home conditions was really great. So what about people who have been working from home? Have you got some tips on how to, apart from being kind to ourselves, is there anything about, wearing UGG boots to work to make you feel more comfortable? Or
you can wear your comfy tracky dacks and your Uggies to work if you want to. I think they might look at you on the train, though.
Yeah, I agree, but I think it can be done too. Maybe we can't shake up the establishment quite that much.
I really think it's about challenging our thinking also at the time, realising that normal doesn't actually exist and it's only our mindset. And I think if we can challenge our negative thoughts and our assumptions, that's really, really important into getting through every day.
Humanity is a really diverse kind of collection of people. So what about if I want to go to the club and my mates don't? How do you broach that conversation amongst friendship groups who normally do social things together and some don't feel so comfortable?
I think it's fair to have that conversation. And really, to say, look, this is how I'm feeling at the moment. I'm really, really anxious about going out. I've actually recently had this conversation with some friends of mine who wanted to go out on Saturday night when everything opened up for dinner. And I just basically said, I'm actually not comfortable doing that just at the moment. Mm-hmm. you know, just give me a little bit of time and some space to work things through in my head, and you know, I hope that I will get back there. It's also being easy on each other. We've all got something going on. We've all got something that we have to deal with every day, and recognising that also goes a long way.
We talk a lot about working from home and working and working. And what about for those of us who are unemployed or underemployed or have that anxiety anyway? Have you got some tips there?
Yeah, look, I think it's been particularly challenging for people who have that extra burden of finance concerns. Mm-hmm. And possibly with finance concerns comes along accommodation concerns. You know, because people could be facing homelessness as well at this time. Again, I think it's always important to reach out to people in your lives and have conversations. They may not be able to take the problem away, but I'm a great believer in it. What is it? A problem shared is a problem halved.
Mm. Or a stitch in time saves nine. Yeah.
Rolling stone gathers no moss. Yeah. Look, I think it's super important to talk, because certainly bottling things up is not going to achieve anything. It just makes you more and more anxious, and it means you ruminate and mull over things and stew, and that's definitely not healthy.
And a reminder that if you are looking, you're a muso or an artist of any kind and you're looking for support, Support Act. Telephone number is 1-300-731-303. If you ever want a number, you can email me studio@rtrfm.com.au or your favourite number, 9260-9210, and I'll happily pass on those numbers. Any last tips for us, Jane?
Be kind to yourself, mm-hmm. guys. Just look after yourselves and certainly tune in with those around you and have conversations that you need to. We are not trees. We don't stand alone.
All right. Well, I'm being the little willy wagtail on the tree today. Jane Armstrong is the clinical nurse specialist from the East Metropolitan Health Service. Jane, always good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, darling.